like to give the panel to German philosopher Manfred Gavlina. And interesting that in his speech he is going to speak about Heidegger and Fichte, recently making my course in Russian on the phenomenology of radical subject that is now is finished, is completed. I have came to the same problem, how Fichte was related to the phenomenology, how important Fichte role was Heideggerian thought. So I thought it is not too much known, and I am really happy that Mr. Gavlina, by his authentic, totally independent way, has came to something like that, and I am eager to know the meaning your speech and follow your thoughts. Please.
Yes, thanks very much, Professor Dugin. I'm really amazed. It's a wonderful atmosphere, and you're a real philosopher. Yeah, I'm a reader of Dostoevsky's. Yeah, and when I see you, it's the same atmosphere. Yeah. For me, it's a very great experience, and I hope that we can continue. On the other side, German thought, excuse me, German thought goes much deeper, yeah? Goes much deeper, and I think one can or one must even show that through the encounter of Heidegger and Fichte. Heidegger is no ontological essentialist. And this is exactly the starting point of his philosophy, the abandoning of already always having the answers. No, we have to radically ask the questions. And therefore, his picture of being, of sein, is more and more a picture of, well, of drama, or even as strife. And I asked myself, where did he take that heuristic idea? Well, he probably took it from himself, but nevertheless, Professor Dugin, in Fichte, we have at the very beginning the two concepts or acts always connected of posing and opposing, setzen und entgegensetzen. Also, das Ich setzt sich als etwas sich entgegensetzend. And that is very important, and that is very dynamic, and that is, excuse me, that is very German. Yeah, that is very German. Yeah, it's already in Meister Eckhart. It's the very same thing. It's in Meister Eckhart. It's dynamite, not only dynamic, it's dynamite. Setzen entgegensetzen. Yeah, this is the fundamental feature for conscious life, as to Fichte, and Heidegger, the Heidegger of the Kehre, he discovers that it is also the fundamental feature of our approaching into being. So my thesis is that one can really show it's we don't have enough time here, But one could really show that Heidegger took out, perhaps also with the help of Heraclitus and with Polemos, he took out that counterposition, Entgegensetzung, Setzen, Entgegensetzung. He took out that counterposition out of Fichte. And on the other side, I think that Heidegger especially studied Fichte's Anweisung zum seligen Leben, his doctrine of religion of 1806. Why did he study that? It is the only text of Fichte's where he used positively and as representing his own thinking and his own thought, spiritual approach, he adopted the expression ontologie. Because normally, Jeff Arnold, he used the expression logologie, and that's right. That's exactly what Fichte and also Kant and also Meister Eckhart and also Leibniz and so on, what they did, it is the knowledge of knowing, Wissenschaftslehre, Wissenswissen. And this approach is the maximal distancing of any ontological approach. And therefore, it is very surprising for Heidegger that suddenly this late Fichte uses sein and especially ontology. Well, prepared a little text of Heidegger's, and I just read it to illustrate how he virtually destroys all kind of essentialism. I just say it in German, if I may, and then we could summarize it in English, if someone is able to do that. Abandoning all kinds of essentialism, Heidegger changes the traditional question, question particle, what is human being, into the fundamentally open and quarreling inquiry, who is human being? Heidegger commenting or investing Sophocles, der Mensch ist das Unheimlichste, contends of us being, and now the German text, excuse me, sind. Dies sagt jedoch als gewalttätige, gewaltbrauchen und hochragende werden im geschichtlichen Sein als Schaffende, als Täter. Excuse me. And that is German thought. And I'm a German thinker, excuse me. Hochragend in der Geschichtsstätte, that means polis, werden sie zugleich apolis, ohne Stadt und Städte, einsame, unheimliche, ohne Ausweg, inmitten des Seienden im Ganzen, zugleich ohne Satzung und Grenze, ohne Bau und Fug, weil sie als Schaffende dies alles je erst gründen müssen, ins überwältigende Walten wagt er sich vor, der Mensch, the who, not the what, but the who, the inquiry, und wird gerade hierbei aus aller Bahn geschleudert, ins auf allen Wegen, auf allen Wegen, Ausweglose, auch bis die Atte, der Verderb, das Unheil über ihn kommt. Well, if we have time, I could read other passages. But I think that shows that Heidegger's approach is to the future and to the depth. Future and depth, it's combined, and it is that immense adventure. And I don't have the time, but I could show that this is also Fichte's approach, and it is really Promethean. It is really Promethean, and therefore one can distinguish between two conceptions of modernity. There is the new and real and first true approach of knowing, knowledge. And on the other side, there is modernism as not being fully at the hate of what that means. And therefore failing. Yeah, I distinguish between modernity and modernism, and Descartes, Fichte, and so on, and even Meister Eckhart, even Leibniz, they prepared modernity. And on the other hand, the negative fruit, or the sour apple, the sour apple of modernity, is modernism. It is a misunderstanding. It is also a misunderstanding of that drama of being, or of that drama of consciousness. Because if you take a closer look at Fichte's ontology, it is not in the realm of being, but it is totally in the realm of becoming. And Fichte says that truth has to show itself by our autonomous doing in that becoming, in that appearance. And we only can, according to Fichte, glorify God in that doing, in the becoming. Glorification of God needs the becoming. Dear ladies, dear sirs, dear Professor Dewey, thanks for your attention. Now give an answer or whatsoever.